Hello, hello. Is anybody on the call? Welcome to Declare Victory. Is anybody already joined the call that would like to say good morning? Yes, come on, anybody. He'll say, come on, what a joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on. Let's spread the joy. God is good to us.
Good.
Have anybody joined the call?
Always.
Yes, he is. God is good. Glory be to God. Okay, we're just going to wait till somebody come on. How you feeling this morning? Great. You ready for work?
Good morning, Mona. It's Grateful Deborah Evans. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hello,
to you.
Grateful Deborah Evans.
Happy
Hi.
Monday.
Good morning, sir. Happy
good morning.
Monday.
You too.
Good morning. Good morning. We on the wake up list, Deborah. Hey, good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he got plans for us for today. God is amazing.
Yes, he is.
Amy, yeah, just speaking about that, I woke up. Oh, he got plans for me today. Hello. Anybody else join? I think I just heard something. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. I am your host this morning. It's Moxie. Anybody else join the call? And your greeter, Yvonne, is on the line too. Anybody join the call that would like to say good morning? Hello, good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Have anybody else joined the call that would like to say good morning, you guys? Good morning. Welcome to the line. Welcome to Declare Victory.
Good
morning, Miss Leomia. Good morning, Yvonne and Moxie. Moxie, thank you.
Very
so
good.
I do appreciate
it. Go ahead, Mama.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama. I love you. Good morning. Yes, it's always good to hear you.
Good hearing you, too.
Yeah,
yo.
I got plans for us today, Mama Lee. We on the wake-up list. We got plans.
Thank
plans.
God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We got to get our mind on these plans and good plans, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God for
God
being.
Yeah. Thank God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning, Declare Victory. Have anybody joined the call that would like to say good morning? This is the time, you guys. We just love on each other. We just use our sound to say good morning. Bless God. Just if you are on the line and you would like to say good morning, we would love to hear your beautiful sound this morning.
Good morning, Mona.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all plans, girl. Let me put on my good clothes, girl. I get to dress up 2 days in a row. Girl, let me get it together. Thank you, Jesus. How y'all this morning? Yes, girl.
So
more than amazing.
I just woke up with his joy.
Yes.
Oh, my spirit. Just to bless him. I said, ooh, Father, you got good plans today then, you know?
Yes, bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. Bless his holy, holy, magnificent name. Lord, we love you. Yes. Have a great day, y'all.
Yes. You too, sis. We bless him because he is worthy. Come on. He is worthy. Anybody else throw out the call? Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Have anybody throw out the call? Please say good morning. We would love to hear your sound and bless you with a good morning.
Good morning.
He woke us up. He woke us up. He's good. Yes. You want me to pray? Well, that's to pray for you. I can hear it. What's going on? Huh? Okay. You praying for you and your cousin?
Yeah.
All right. But you lift your spirits, Yvonne. Come on. God is good to you. Bless him. He's good. He got you. You know it. You say it every day. He got your back. Trust him. Yeah. All right. Glory be to God. Come on. Let's do
good
our
Good morning.
Meeting. Anybody else? Good morning. Who is that?
Yeah, that's me, sis. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sis. We on the wake up list, sis.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne.
Hey, Sister Yvonne, we on the wake up list, sis. Hey.
Yeah.
It's good to hear your voice, Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, it's Wonderful Wanda.
Good morning, Wonderful Wanda.
God, good morning.
Good to hear your sound this morning.
He is.
Yes, he is, y'all. He's amazing.
Good morning.
He's worthy. Good morning.
It's Shining Sheena, Tashina.
Oh. Hi, hey, Shining Monty. Sheena. Hey.
Good to hear your sound.
How you doing, sir? Good morning. Oh, God, it's good to me. It's good to hear yours, too. I
yes,
shall
man.
Bless him with
okay.
You shall be blessed with good sound. You understand what I'm saying? God be good, regardless of I'm born to. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hello. Anybody else? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory.
Good morning. It's D2.
D2 in the house. Hey, D2.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We in here. We in here. We in here. Let's go.
Let's go.
You know, you ready for our week thing for our 7 minute?
I am. I so needed it.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Yeah, so timely. So, yes.
Yes, right on time.
Yes,
God
ma'am.
Is good. Okay, anybody else have joined the call before we get started? Anybody would like to say good morning? We would love to hear your beautiful sound this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Yvonne and all the family and DZ, good morning. Marvelous Monday. This is Glorious.
Hey, good morning, Glorious. She's glorious. Hey, hey, I was every time I hear your name, I hear you. That's why I hear glow. She's glorious. Hey. Good to hear your sound this morning too, sis. I love you. God is so good to us. We are on the wake up list, y'all. Got good plans. Give us more abundance, hey, more riches, more grace, more mercy. God is good. Let's go. He is worthy. Okay, one more time, you guys, before we get started. Anybody else would like to say good morning? Please, we would love to hear your beautiful sound this morning before we get started. All right. Okay, it's that time, you guys. I need everyone, please, to look down at your phone and please mute your line for me. Yvonne, could you mute your phone for me, please, since I love you, and we are going to be praying for you, too, okay? All right, you guys. All right. Hello, my name is Moxie Mona, and the greeter you just heard is Yvonne LaShope. And we thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Time, to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure, you guys, to call in during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each Declare focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's Word and its benefits to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure to invite a friend so they can be blessed too, you guys. There's one announcement for today. First, the announcement is first, join us tonight and every Monday night for Married Matters, Married Couples, and Married Hopefuls. You can call into this same phone number tonight between the hours of 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, between the hours of 8:30, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, and 9:30, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll be happy that you did. Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't even check the app for any prayer requests. Prayer Warrior, I hope you just did, because I just got the script. I do apologize. Let's see. Matter of fact, let me check the script, y'all. I can't even get to it. So the order of the call is prayer and corporate praise would be brought by Pretty Patrice, and the declaration would be brought by Glorious Gloria. Once again, prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Pretty Patrice, and the declaration will be brought by Glorious Gloria. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is coming from 1 John 5:14, and it reads, "And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Ain't that a blessing? Let me read that one more time. 1 John 5:14. "And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, you guys, I ask you to please make sure everyone look down at your phone. Make sure we on mute before I pass the call to the prayer warrior. God bless you guys. I love you. I love you, but you know he loves you more. You guys have a blessed day.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how, Father God. Thanking you, God, for a brand new day. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, oh God. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind, with our mind stayed on you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you watched over us last night, that you let no hurt, no harm, no danger come nigh to us or our dwelling place, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God. Hey, handarase, ye ke bo shanda iki andase. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your many blessings, oh God. Thank you for brand new mercies that are brand new every day. Thank you, God. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for declared victory, oh God. This vessel that you've given us, oh God, to come and join every morning at 6 a.m. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, for the visionary of this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless her, oh God, and bless her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her and give her joy, oh God, down on the inside, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those that work behind the scenes, oh God. Natasha, Rochelle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, they are always calling and giving us notices and protecting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for all that they do. And anyone that I didn't mention, it's because I don't know. But you know, God. You know all that goes on behind the scenes, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning, God. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We worship you this morning, God. We honor you, God, just for who you are, God. Thank you, God, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. We honor you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and what you're yet going to do in us and through us, oh God. Continue to create in us a clean heart, oh God. Continue to renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. We pray for marriages on this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bind us in love and bind us in unity, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are out in the elements, oh God. I pray, oh God, that someone will cross their path, oh God, that will give them a word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that when they're in their quiet time, oh God, that they will find you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that are incarcerated, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May they find peace where they are, God. May they find you where they are, God. I pray for those that are in the military, oh God. Those that have sacrificed their lives, oh God. I pray that they get home safely, oh God. I pray, oh God, that they have you on their hearts and you on their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, and I pray for those that are in government, oh God. Thank you, God, for all those that are making decisions for our lives, oh God. I pray, oh God, that they have you on their heart and you on their mind, oh God, when they're making these decisions, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray for those that pastors, oh God, bishops, oh God, churches, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for all those that pray for us in the wee hours of the night, oh God. Hey, thank you, oh God, for the watchmen, oh God, hallelujah. I ask, oh God, that someone will please mute their phone. I can hear you in the background. Please mute your phone. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's okay. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. 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 We come to give you praise this morning, God. We come to give you glory this morning, God. We come to worship you this morning, God. So as we take our phones off mute to give God praise, glory, and honor on this morning, we pray for those that are sick in their bodies, oh God. Sick in their Thank you, Lord.
Causes me to triumph, even over a telephone, in Jesus' name.
I am glad to be here with you all this morning. It is marvelous, Motivated Monday, and we came to declare unto you what God has declared unto us all. We are, this month, we are looking at studying the power of agreement. And so there is a word from the Lord. If you'll pray with me for a moment, I will not be before you long, but I have come to deliver what God has sent to us this morning. Father, thank you for your word, for your word is the lamp unto our feet and a light on our pathway. Thank you for your word. I thank you that you sent forth your word and it performs that which you sent it to do. So Lord God, move in the midst of your people. Hide me behind your cross, that the world won't see or hear me, God. But Lord God, that we will hear what you have to say to us. And Lord God, not only will we hear it, but we'll be doers of your word. We'll proclaim your goodness, your grace, and your mercy to this world, Lord God, so that we will advance your kingdom in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. So as I said, we have been studying the power of agreement, and we have been blessed so far. And I want to share with you this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 12. That's where we're going to start at. And if I had to title it with a theme, I would title it this: Oh, But There Is More. Oh, But There Is More. As I was thinking about meditating on the study for today, that phrase came in my mind, and it was like, oh, it must be from a commercial or something. But nevertheless, as I studied the lesson, I thought about my own life and how God has blessed me to have been saved since 1982 and anointed and called into ministry, anointed before the foundation of the world was, but actually I heard the call in 1986 and answered the call officially, quote unquote, as we do in the Baptist church, by preaching the initial sermon in 1987. And I thank God for having blessed me and kept me through the years. As I sit here at 64 and having many years in ministry, I look back at my life and I see that, you know, I've been blessed to do different things in ministry and stuff, and to know God and to know his word and be settled in him. But I'm beginning to know even greater more about him as he progresses me through this life. And that so many times we as people, as the people of God, sometimes we can get mundane, we can get settled, we can get into a rut. But God wants us to know, but there is more. Oh, there is more. There's more to this opposition in the body of Christ, who we are in him. There's more than going to church. There's more than serving in the church house. There's more than singing in the choir. There's more than ushering. There's more than even making the meals and praying for folks. There's so much more. And there's more that God wants for us to realize who we are in him. As we progress through this life, as we continue in this life, advancing the kingdom. That's the more. That's the more. That's the more. And as he reveals to us the more, I would have never told anybody back in 90s and the early 2000s, I would have never told anybody that I'd be teaching about the courts of heaven. I would have never even thought it myself. But God blessed me with an angel who came along, as much as I say she can be a gorilla teddy bear, that kicked me over to a place where I wasn't comfortable. I'd heard about it because I'd heard about slightly the courts of heaven. I've heard about slightly about warfare and what it means to actually war for the kingdom of God. But I bless God for having been placed in a position to have to learn, to have to share with his people, and allow it to be evident and effective in my own life, so that I could do the oh, there is more, so I can be the oh, that is more that God purposed and designed me to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation of the Bible. Yet, when I was among more mature Christians, I do speak with words of wisdom.
but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world, and not the kind that appeals to the rulers of this world, who are being brought to nothing. No, the wisdom we speak of is the secret wisdom of God, which is hidden, which was hidden in former times, though he made it for our benefit before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But we know these things because God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. And his Spirit searches out everything and shows us even God's deepest secrets. No one can know what anyone else is really thinking except that person alone. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us his Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so that we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Now, God has freely given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's freely given us. Hallelujah. Of his own Spirit, the wonderful things of his own Spirit, of our relationship in him. So the first thing, as we understand the power of agreement and what it means to us as the body of Christ, as the koinonia, the ones who have joined together as one. It's amazing. Paul was talking. He addressed this letter. It was addressed to the church of God in Corinth. God is about unity of the Holy Spirit, about bringing us together as one. Matter of fact, he said he tore down that middle wall of partition to bring all things together as one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So God has prepared the very first thing. God has prepared great things for those of us who love him, greater than we've ever seen. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 2, greater than we've ever seen, we've ever heard, or even our minds have imagined. God has already prepared them. It's not, the scripture doesn't say he's going to prepare them. It says he has prepared them for those who love them. So the great things, there is more. The more of God that God wants us to, has prepared for us to experience and live and not only experience, but to live out in this earth, advancing the kingdom of God. He already initiated. He planned it. He's equipped us. He's confirmed us, and he affirms us. He's ordained us. And we know that according to the word of God, that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. So he's not changing his mind about what he said about you or me. Hallelujah. So in order for us to fully embrace and manifest, we got to come into agreement with what God said. Number two. God specifically designed and fashioned, prescribed these good works, the manifestation of his Spirit in us, for you and I, those of us who love him. Jesus said it this way, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Matter of fact, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says this. Ephesians 2:10. I had to get my other Bible. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Come on. We are his workmanship. He specifically designed us. Not he's going to design us. Not he's thinking about what he's going to make us as we go along our each day. No, he's already in the volume of the books is written of us. We are his workmanship, created. We're created, past tense, in Christ Jesus. If you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you are created in Christ Jesus. And you're created unto good works, works that glorify God, that God ordained in us, that we should walk in them, meaning not just how, not just we walking down the street, but how we actually live and manifest this life, how we actually allow the world to see Christ in us, the hope of glory, how we actually are living epistles, that some who will never touch the door foot of the church, but they're reading Christ in us through our lives, how we work that out. Matter of fact, Psalms 139, verse 5, and I'm reading this out of the Passion Bible, by the Passion Translation. This is what God says about what he's done, done to us. God himself has gone into our future, my future, to prepare the way. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing upon me. I thank God, hallelujah, that his hand of blessing is upon us. It's upon me. That whatever happened to me in the past, he goes behind and makes sure that's not going to deter me from being who he ordained me to be before the foundation of the world. And he came before me so that he can make and create those works and place them in me. Even before I was found in my mother's womb, I was placed in my mother's womb so that I could declare the very victory and the glory of the Most High God. The thing that hit me as I was studying for this, and not only hit me, but as I've been studying, understanding the course of heaven and our position in calling things that be not as though they are, and binding and loosening, and understanding the warfare that God has allowed us to be victorious in, we are the authority of God here on this earth because of the Spirit of God that lives in us. So he specifically designed it. But then there's number three. See, this is the thing. We understand there's more. We read it in the Bible. We hear when the preacher says and preach it. But we've got a part to play. Here's the part of our, we have to agree. We must accept and cooperate, come on, with the process of receiving the giftings, the blessings, the calling, the anointing, the fruit of the Spirit, the power of the Most High God that God has placed inside of us. We got to surrender to the Spirit of God and die to the flesh. This flesh has got to go. It has no more authority over me. Jesus actually said in John 14, verses 15 to 31, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. And in 1 John 5, 1 through 5, it affirms just what Jesus was talking about, that those who love God obey God. So when you're given a gift, you have to have the right heart in receiving and accepting the gift. That's where your power of agreement comes in. That's where our power of agreement comes in. The Holy Spirit said, actually in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit said, I will not chide with men always. We are in a season, brothers and sisters, that God is saying, come on, the days are winding up. I'm not going to keep playing with y'all. I'm not going to keep right on telling you over and over and over again. But while it is day, we have a responsibility. We have an anointing. We have a calling. We have a mandate on our lives to agree with God, to surrender to the power of the same power that raised Christ from the dead, that lives on the inside of us. We have to agree. I thought about as I was studying. I thought about when my daughter, when we first moved to Woodbridge, we had to have two cars. I had to it was too much. We live about 15 miles from where I actually worked. And I'm supposed to be at work 10 hours a day, but I had to cut in, go get her, because there were not buses where we moved to. Go get her. And the first car I brought her, yes, it was a jalopy. it was a truck, but she only had to go about 10 blocks to get to her school from our house. But the reception that I got when she looked at the truck was like, for real, Mom? Well, Mom's a single parent, and Mom's trying to give you what she can give you in order to help you along. So there's a difference between how you accept a gift, whether you receive the gift well received, you appreciate it, you embrace it, you nurture it, or a gift that's not well received, like she wasn't really receiving that truck. but she went on and drove it anyhow. But the gift that's not well received, you know, when your kids are little, and especially little kids, when you give them all these gifts for Christmas and they go through the package and they throw it, look at it, oh, throw it down, go to the next one, because they're excited about the gift wrapping. And we were thinking, while we were out trying to get all that stuff and put it before them, we were thinking that they will really love this, but they throw it down, and especially the little ones. Any and everything you give them, the most important thing to them, for most of my kids and my grandkids, while they were little, was a ball. Give them a ball and they'll love it. But when we have a responsibility as the body of Christ to receive the gifting that God has given us with appreciation, with gratitude, with love, and then not only to receive it, but to sit with the one who gave it to us and say, okay, Father, you've given this to me. Now show me what this means. How does this affect my life? How does this not only affect my life, but the lives of those you connected me to? How does this not only affect the lives that you've connected me to, but how will it impact as they receive? How will it impact the lives of that they are connected to? Because you know that we are Jesus said it this way, that greater works than he did would we do. So as we are a blessing, we're actually blessed to bless more. And that blessing goes further, and that blessing goes further. That salvation gift, the greatest gift that has ever been given, goes further and further as we share our story, as we share the gospel of Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So the more people are able to see the living Christ living through us, the more people are affected by it, will receive Christ as Savior, and the spreading of the kingdom goes further and further and further and further and further and more, because we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, made specifically to be the ambassadors of the kingdom of God here on earth, the ministers of reconciliation. And scripture says that it's as if God himself is crying out to the world, come unto me. That he's using us to say to the world, come to me. So what are you a vessel that's saying, come to me? Or are we vessels that say, we got time. We don't have to right now. It's imperative that we understand that with the power of agreement, it not only affects our lives, but it affects everybody that we're connected to. We are made bondage breakers in our families. We're the ones who establish and break the bloodline of the enemy, where the enemy used his agenda in order to destroy lives, in order to hold people captive, in order to imprison the minds and the hearts of God's people. We are the ones, hallelujah, that God has placed here in order to to advance the kingdom of God, in order to tell darkness no and lift up the light of Christ, to be the light, to be the salt in the earth. Hallelujah. That's who we are. That's who we are. Hallelujah. And so not only first, God has prepared great works for us because we love him, because he's God. He specifically designed those works. Our part to play is to accept the gift, and that accepting the gift is to be obedient to God, to put this flesh to death by obeying the word of the living God. I was reading earlier about the belt of truth. When we talk about the armor of God, that the belt of truth that girds our loins. When you think about the armor of the soldier, the belt of truth held the armor, protected the reproductive part of the soldier, but it also kept intact and checked every other part of the armor. Hallelujah. So the word of truth, the truth of God's word, keeps everything intact in us. That's why it's important for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the fourth thing we have to do, we have to make room for the things that God has prepared us to, and release or kill the flesh anything, kill, release anything and everything that is fake, is counterfeit, anything the enemy has said to try to take us off course or keep us off course. We have to accept these good and great gifts that have been prepared for God for us to use in order to advance his kingdom. These things that are beyond our wildest imagination. Our wildest. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it even entered into the imagination of the mind. That's what the scripture says. What good things God has prepared for those who loved him. So we have to expect that God is using us and going to use us. We have to expect to be blessed, and not only to be blessed, but also to be a blessing to others, to take into account, to appreciate the fact that God placed us here for a reason, to make a difference in this earth, because according to Ephesians 3, and I'm winding it up, Ephesians 3, verse 8 through 12, it says this, and this is New Living Translation. Just think, though I did nothing to deserve it, and though I am the least deserving Christian there is, I was chosen, hallelujah, for this special joy of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this plan that God, the creator of all things, has kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose was to show his wisdom in all its rich variety to all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm. They will see this when Jews and Gentiles are joined together in his church. This was his plan from all eternity, and it has now been carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come fearlessly into God's presence, assured of his glad welcome. Hallelujah. I want to be able to come fearlessly. I thank God that I am able to come fearlessly into the presence of, into God's presence, and be assured that he will welcome me gladly. Hallelujah. Why? Because my life, hallelujah, our lives are bent on, hallelujah, our lives are made in order to make clear to principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places what God accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, bringing us the body of Christ, the koinonia, the ecclesia, bringing us as one together in Christ Jesus to show forth his mystery of God's presence, God's power here on this earth, declaring to a dying world that for God we live and for God we die, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The power of agreement. There is so much more. Yes, yes, but there is so much more. Thank you, Lord. Father, I bless you and thank you for your faithfulness. I exalt you and magnify you for your love and your grace. Father, I pray, God, that as we've heard what you have to say, that we will go forward, Lord God, believing and walking in the more that you created us for. We bless you, we love you, and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. Amen. So I don't know if there's anybody on that didn't get a chance this morning to say good morning. This is a part what we do here on Declare Victory, where we welcome those who did not get to say good morning. Is there anybody? And I'm going to start with the men. We got order. We'll start with men. Are there any brothers on the line that did not get to say good morning? Hold on, men. After the men, we'll have any first-time callers. Okay? Are there any men that wish to say good morning that had not said good morning earlier?
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Are there any other men that want to say good morning? Any of my other brothers?
Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless you all this morning, Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Good morning. Good to hear you. Are there any other brothers? Okay. If there are no other brothers, are there any first-time callers? Or if you're not a first-time caller, you've been on the line before, but you've never said good morning to us and you'd like to say good morning, we welcome you to say good morning to us this morning. No first-time callers? You may not be a first-time caller. You could have been hanging around. You're welcome to say hi. Okay. All right. Ollie, Ollie, y'all come free. Sisters, any sisters want to say good morning?
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, Gloria. Great declaration.
Good morning. Thank you, Pretty, for praying.
Good morning, Yvette. Blessings on this Sunday.
Hi, Yvette. Good morning.
Good morning, Gloria. It's Jubilant.
Hi, Jubilant.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Glo. Good morning, Declare Victory family. It's persistent. Great declaration. Loved it.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I didn't know how to use the phone. That was Patrice. Priscilla. I'm sorry. Who's that? Who's that saying?
That was Priscilla. It was Priscilla.
Hi, Priscilla.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anybody
else?
Hey,
girl.
Hey,
girl.
Hey, Shale.
Love you. Great there.
Love you, too. Anybody else want to say good morning? All right. If you don't, nobody else wants to say good morning. We're going to move on. Are there any, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I was talking,
hey,
but my phone is moved. Great declaration this morning. Thank
good
you.
Good morning. Uh-huh. You get them socks on. All right.
I have them on.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Hallelujah. All right. If there's no one, did somebody say something? Okay, y'all, just a disclaimer, I'm back on my janky phone because I messed around and turned the other phone off by mistake. So y'all bear with. If I drop out, I'll come back, okay? All right, so this is a portion where love, life, and victory. So we talk about the declaration. Are there any questions, any aha moments, anything that that you want to ask, we are here.
Hey, Glo. You talked about the gifts and the callings, and we have to receive them. But the word tells us that it comes without repentance. So if he called us, he equipped us. So we might as well go on to receive it because it's irrevocable. So if he called us for a task, it's going to get complete. He's going to get the glory, whether he use you or a line in your lineage. So to God be the glory, grace, share, everything. But I just thought about that. I was like, okay, your yes in certain things. You may have said yes in one thing, but when you say yes, your whole yes needs to be your yes because, there is more. Love you.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. You're exactly right. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. He's looking for some return on his investment. And nobody wants to stand before God and he be, well, I anointed you to do this, but you went over here and sat down on your hand. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hush. Anybody else want to say something? Hello? I hear somebody off there, off mute, but if you want to say something, go ahead.
Morning, Glo.
Good morning, Christina.
Great declaration. Thank you for your share and our and the reminders about the power of agreement and how it affects more than just us.
Exactly. 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 God bless you, sis. Have a great day.
You too. Love you.
I love you too. Anybody else? That's somebody grunted. Somebody was grunting early before prayer got started.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Pretty again.
Hey, Pretty.
Hey, great declaration again. I was reminded that you reminded us that while it is yet day.
We need
to surrender to the same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes.
You don't need to say nothing else. That same power is the power that we need to surrender to. We were made in his image.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And we got a job to do. So
yes.
Thank you for that reminder on this morning. Great declaration, sis. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day.
God bless you. You too, sis. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Well, y'all know what? You know, I ain't going to beat no dead horse.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
Yeah, I didn't hear all your messages, but I know when I got online, I just heard your commission orders, you know, to get out there and to be the light. You know what I'm saying? Every time I go to work, I always say, you know, Lord, let me be a light. And I'm starting back to work. You know, I've been on for a week. I work with children. And so it just was like you were giving my marching orders again this morning and encouraging me to be the light, you know, to be careful what I say. You know, be mindful of what I'm saying, to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to anger.
But, amen.
You know, stand for what the Lord has called me to do in this day. And like you said, the main thing is that we need to be the light, not be afraid to share the light, to share the truth. You know, it's God's spirit to do that. So thank you.
Amen.
I needed to hear that this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And we pray. We pray everything that God has for you, has ordained you for this day. Every place and every person that you are to impact, that you will impact, and you are a vessel of excellence unto the kingdom of God. God bless you, sis. Love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. I needed that this morning. Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blessing.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Good morning. Wonderful.
Good morning, Gloria.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Hold on 1 second. I heard Wanda, and I heard, is that Miss B?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say good morning. I'm at work, so I can't talk long, but I wanted to say good morning and tell you that was an excellent declaration. Be blessed.
God bless
today.
You. God bless you. Love you, Miss B. Have a good day. Hey, wonderful.
Good morning. Thank you for your declaration.
I
want to apologize to the call because I had my phone off mute in the shower, and I was unaware of it, so I apologize.
Okay. No worries.
The declaration was really good because it's so fitting that every time I'm experiencing something in my personal life that, you know, I hear a word from God through someone that's relating to it. And me and my sister was talking yesterday, Saturday. We were talking Saturday about, you know, I work at Kaiser in Oakland, and I deal with a lot of different people and personalities and coworkers and all kind of spirits, let's just say. And, you know, I questioned God about a year ago, like, why do you have me here? Like, this is not cool. You know, they are like angry and it's the devil is in here and I don't belong here. And, you know, she told me that's my assignment, you know, because yeah. I often find myself professing the love of God and the gifts of God, and people gravitate towards me for advice, and my coworkers come to me talking about their marriage, and I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? I'm not in a ministry, but it's like I am in the ministry if I need to share with somebody about the goodness of God, or if they need to call on Him. And it kind of just it just kind of made sense that you know, sometimes I'm the only light that somebody sees, and apparently they see a light. You know, a shift has occurred, a change has happened without my permission and without me even realizing it. And so, you know, I get up.
Did you pray and ask Christ to become your savior?
I get up every morning and I lost my train of thought, but it's okay. I'm just grateful, and you guys have a good day.
God bless you. When we ask Christ to become our Savior and our Lord, it's with our permission. We just don't see the whole picture. That's why I said, whoa, but God bless you. God bless you. You are the ministry is in you, and they see it. So you keep shining. Keep shining.
Hey, glow. And you received your name, Wonderful. There it is. Wonderful.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a wonder, like glorious is a wonder to Gloria. God bless you. This is a blessing. It's a blessing to be used by God, even when we're not even necessarily aware of how much He's using us or how He's using us. So God bless you. God bless you, Wanda. You have a wonderful day today.
Yeah. Tell her to walk around and I just want to tell her to walk in her name. You know, when we receive these names, sometimes we think that they're just names. But the Holy Spirit actually gave Tanya those names for us, and we accepted them, and we received them. Let's walk in them. But, Glow, I just wanted to make sure I got your points right. Do you mind just going, just a quick, you know, like the first one, come into agreement in what God said about you, too, so, just so we can, okay. You can put them on the forefront of our mind again.
Okay, the first one was, God has prepared great things for us, things that are beyond our imagination. The second one is that He specifically designed and fashioned those works in us before we were formed. That the third one is we have a part to play, and that's surrender, agreeing with God and being obedient to God and receiving what He has said and done in us. And pretty much cooperating with the process. And number four, we have to make room or surrender to the things that God has prepared and kill, die to the things that are contrary to what God has said about us. Anything that does not agree with the good, what the great things eyes have not, what good things, the great things God, the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the imagination. What good things God has prepared for us? Anything that's contrary to good, anything that's contrary to what God says, we have to put those things to death. We have to disagree with them and agree and submit to God. I hope I made them clear.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to say hello or talk?
Hi, this is Yvonne. The young lady that was speaking and was talking
your,
about
your
her job.
Voice is at, I'm sorry, your connection is scrambled. I can't hardly hear you. I can hear you a little bit better. Did you say Yvonne?
Yvonne, yes.
Okay.
Okay. The young lady speaking that worked at Kaiser, right? And she was saying, you know, the different, you know, attitudes of people that was around her. I don't know, when she was talking, I just seen a vision of
crystals, angels all around her. And, you know, she don't have to worry about their situation. She just deal with the situation that God has gave her to do. I don't know why that came to me as she was speaking. It was crystal angels all around her. I could just hear it in her voice, you know. I can't really understand it, but, yeah, that's what I've seen. So, God bless you, okay. Sister. You know, God got you. Yes, and your name is Wonderful, okay? So, God bless you. You have a blessed day, sis. Amen.
All right. God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
else?
And
I told them my name at my job. I told them that my name is great. Wonderful Wanda. So some of them call me Miss Wanda, and some of them call me Wonderful Wonder.
All right. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm
Wonderful
walking in.
Wanda.
Have a good one. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is
Ruth. Okay. Now, I think I heard two people.
Yeah, this is Ruth. Good morning.
Okay, hi, Ruth. And who's the other person I hear?
It's Mox. It's Mox.
Moxie, okay. Let's let Ruth go and then Moxie.
Hello.
Ruth? Hi. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yeah, I can hear you. I had to just get out and move away from my husband because he snores so loud. What I took from your message, which was really good. Excuse me, I'm so tired. I don't talk in the morning because I'd be so tired from that food truck. Lord have mercy. But I want to say that what I got from the message was that we are blessed, period. We are some blessed people. And for me, I don't want to take a minute, a second of God's grace for granted. Like, I remember last week when Tanya said that once we're in agreement with God, we have to keep that agreement. And it was Wednesday, and we were fasting. Thursday. We fast on Wednesday. But sometimes I compromise because I'm like, okay, well, you know, since I'm cooking, I'm just going to taste this food. And I end up making a whole plate. And so I say that to say that when we are in agreement with God, we have to keep that agreement. And last week, I'm telling y'all, I wanted to eat so bad. But I didn't. I'm just going to keep this promise to God. I'm not going to eat because I had been breaking my fast the last few weeks. And I said, and food for me, that's my life. I love eating. And I'm a chef, so I'm cooking all day. But I said, no, I'm going to sacrifice what I like to do the most. I'm just going to wait until 5:00. And when I tell y'all, everything that could happen, happened. I mean, it was so many blessings coming to me left and right. I was in awe. I was overwhelmed with the blessings that God has given me. So the bottom line, again, I take from your message that we are blessed. And when we are in agreement with God, we have to stay in agreement with God. And to Wonderful, I want to say you are a blessed lady because I remember people would come to me at my job with all kind of stuff and, you know, talking about their families and, like you said, their marriages and all kind of stuff. People don't go to people that they can't trust, and people don't come to people and, you know, that they can't, they don't think they can confide in. So if people are coming to you on your job and talking to you, that's because they can trust you and they know they can confide in you. And I kind of miss that part because I've been retired for 28 years. So I miss talking to people because now I'm just, you know, working on my, you know, I'm working on this food truck and I don't get a chance to engage with a lot of people because I'm always cooking. My husband is the one that takes the order, so he get a chance to meet people and all that stuff. So take that as a blessing when people are coming to you and sharing their, you know, their personal things and then, you know, and just pray for them. But I just thank God for this message because it was a good message. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
I know I was all over the place. I was all over the place, but I just, you know, I had to just get that out. We are blessed.
Amen. Amen. We certainly are. Amen. All right, Moxie.
Hey. Oh, no, that was just such a great declaration. You know what I'm feeling? a couple of sins, which it just really fired me even more of understanding the agreement, the power of agreement with Abba. Like, this mm-hmm. ain't like an agreement with man. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got to read the fine print, got to wonder if, you know, it's going to come back and bite us on the butt. No, this is an agreement with mm-hmm. Abba. Like, oh, my God. So I was thinking, I was like, wow, that is so amazing. You know what I'm saying? To know, you know, because we know that he don't lie. We know he loves us. And we know, you know, he wants the best. And he's working it out for our good. So in my mind, I was like, wow, that power of agreement. Waking up and seeing what's up, Holy Spirit, and seeing what's, you know, what I need to agree with on today, because I want to be in line with you, what's going on, you know, that's what I was thinking mm-hmm. about, like, come on, let's agree, you know, seek him and knowing what's the, you know, what we need to agree on today for his will, you know, his will for our life. So I was just like, that is amazing. I can be confident in knowing who I'm agreeing with. This ain't no man. Mm-hmm. This is God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He is love. He's for us. He's not against me. It ain't no fine little prints under there. It's bold letters. I got you. I'm for mm-hmm. you. I'm not against you. So I was just so happy about that. Like, this power agreement of knowing who I'm aligned with, who I'm agreeing with, you know? It's not mm-hmm. that it just gave my soul joy. You know, just gave, like, trust in that, Moxie. Trust in that. Yes.
Amen.
But thank you. Thank you so much mm-hmm. for your declaration for me.
Amen. God bless you. Yes. He is not a man that he shall lie. If he said it, he meant it. And that's it. Amen. Anybody else?
We got promises we can hold on today. Agree with
Amen.
That. If nothing else, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go on mute. My name.
All right. Anybody else want to say anything? Anybody else have anything they want to share? If not, God bless you. I give you a couple more minutes, just a little bit longer. Anybody? All right.
I just want to say, you glow. This is persistent. Uh-huh. Your sound this morning was good. Hey, it was just good for me to hear your sound this morning. The
God
strength
bless you,
and your share.
Amen.
And your sword, and you used it so well. I hadn't heard
God
it in a while, and I just loved it. And I just want to say you blessed me. And thank
God
you so much.
God bless you. Thank you, sis. Keep praying for me.
Woo. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody
Glow,
else?
You know what I just thought about, too, Glow? We need to watch what we're agreeing to. I just thought about that right now. It just hit me like, you know, make sure you're not, agreeing to anything. You know, like sometimes, you know, you'd be like, you'd be talking, you'd be like, you don't know what you're agreeing to. You know, I just picture myself doing that. Like,
yeah.
Listen, don't agree to everything. You know what I'm saying?
And
yeah, I just
yes,
thought about
yes,
that too.
And you
watch
know
what we
know.
Agree to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the word. Amen. Yes, you're right. Watch what you agree to. Sometimes you can put yourself into agreement with something that you ain't really mean to have to do. Like if you're going to go co-sign for somebody. And say, oh, that's my sister. She ain't going to mess me up. Oh, yeah. Watch out. She might not mean to, but that don't mean it ain't going to happen. So to God be the glory for his good and precious, precious, precious gift, his good and precious love towards us. All right, if there's no one else, we're going to call this thing to a close. God bless you. Everybody have a wonderful day. Tonight is Marriage Matters. Yes, Patrice?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what time?
6:30.
Pacific Standard Time. Okay, 6:30. 6:30 West Coast time, 9:30 East Coast time, and Central, 8:30.
Join Marriage Matters tonight. If you aren't going to be on Marriage Matters tonight, we'll hear you in the morning. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Motivated Monday in Jesus' name. Love you.
Amen.
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 Everybody have a glorious, blessed day.
Yes. God bless you, everybody.
Y'all be blessed. Love you.
Hello.